Hey everybody, I'm JJ. You're watching Reality Survival. So right now, I just want to talk to you about a story I saw in Yahoo Financial, I think it was. It was originally came out on Financial Times, and it is regarding an individual's prediction. This guy's name is Peter Turchin. Apparently, he's come up with a model that, you know, predicts based off of economic circumstances, what conditions can lead to macro violence within a community. And his assertion in this article is that the United States is much closer to macro violence. So widespread violence within a community or within a country. And you know, in the article, they're talking about things like civil war, foreign invasion, you know, political collapse, like, you know, macro violence, not so much, you know, smaller scale violence like what happened in 2020, although they cite the year 2020 as a potential significant year. So is that going to happen in the United States? It's possible. I mean, I don't know if we are necessarily more likely to see it happen than Russia. It's possible because the government has a lot tighter control over the populace in Russia than they do here in the United States, right? We have freedoms and that kind of thing. So, and you know, district attorneys that are not willing to prosecute people for blatantly, you know, grievous crimes. So yeah, I think it could potentially happen. Now, I don't necessarily know when or how that's going to unfold, but his assertion is that these type cycles of violence come about every 50 years. And I thought that was interesting. And so his claim is that the last time we saw this was like in the 70s, and that, you know, this period of the 2020s would also be one. Now, the thing that I found interesting about that is, as you guys know, if you watch regularly, I've done some videos where I talked about converging cycles, and that this is just another cycle in the list of, you know, several that are converging at the same time that lend credence to the idea that there's probably going to be some big upheaval event. You know, we've talked about the fourth turning, talked about the, you know, fourth industrial revolution, you know, the business cycles, the war cycles, you know, all this stuff. They are all kind of converging right now, and it's never really done that before. So many things all at one time. So chances are probably higher than they normally have been that we see increased levels of violence. What does that mean for you, or what can you do about it? I mean, is move to a more rural area? That's gonna help, even though, you know, even in the suburbs are starting to get more and more dangerous. We just talked about this the other day, that the Chilean theft group, it's a funny name for a gang, but, you know, there's this organized gang from Chile that is striking wealthy suburban neighborhoods all over the place. And then just general crime in the suburbs is tending to go up as well. But the more rural that you are, the more likely you're going to be safe from this kind of violence. It's not to say that in a rural area that there aren't potentials for violence in certain scenarios, but in the scenarios that are most likely to happen, where we're most likely to see, you know, the increases in violence and all that kind of stuff, then the more rural areas are going to be better. You can still find, if you're willing to live in a small town, you know, like real rural property with multiple acres of land, is pretty expensive, and it's out of reach for a lot of people's budget, even in the cheapest areas that you can buy property in the country, like, you know, the Ozarks and, you know, rural Tennessee, rural Kentucky, Indiana, Alabama. You know, that if you want to get 10 acres in a house, a three bedroom, two bath house, even in the more economically depressed areas, you know, you're still looking at 350 plus in a lot of places. And you know, so that might be out of reach for some people, but if you're willing to live in town, in a small town of, you know, 4,000 or 5,000, there's a lot of places where you can get really reasonable houses still, you know, 200,000, 250,000 can get you a pretty decent place. And the interest rates are starting to come back down somewhat to a reasonable, historically reasonable level, around 5% or something like that right now as we're recording this, I think. But, you know, if you can find a job where you can remote work or, you know, something like that, and you're willing to live just in a small hick town that's maybe within, you know, 20 to 30 minutes from a little bit larger satellite city with 30 to 40,000 people or something like that, you're reducing your crime risk significantly by doing that. And, you know, I guess this is sort of an appeal to the fathers and the protectors out there, you know, that's your job, is to look forward at these trends and make sure that you have your family in the places that are the safest, that offer the best chances that you're going to keep your family safe. At least that's my opinion. I think that's your job. It's at least a shared responsibility at a minimum, right? I mean, as the mother and father and the family, you know. And a lot of those areas, there's definitely jobs that people are looking for. It might not be the job that you want. It might not be, you know, the perfect thing that you're qualified for, and maybe you take a cut in pay, but you're also cutting your cost of living a lot, you know? I mean, I definitely wouldn't recommend New Hampshire as a place to live. The property taxes up here are so they're extremely oppressive. I pay about $1,000 a month in just property taxes. Not the mortgage, not, you know, the homeowner's insurance, all that kind of stuff. Just the property tax. And yeah, we don't have any state income tax, but good Lord. I mean, I would way rather have an income tax at the rate of most states than pay $1,000 a month in property tax. I mean, it's just, it's crazy when compared to some places, you know, like North Carolina, Tennessee and stuff. You might be paying $100 a month in some of those places, you know, for comparable kind of places to what I have now. So, you know, maybe 200 or so on the outside. Anyway, it's just kind of crazy. So really consider moving. Make sure that you're armed when you go out and about. Make sure that you've got, you know, some concealed carry insurance and stuff like that, so that you have some sort of backing. I'm still trying to find the best program out there. I think at this point, firearms legal protection might be the best one. Still doing research on that. Do your own research. Look for sure. Have the ability to defend your home inside your house. Burglaries and home invasions and all that are becoming more and more common, and that trend's probably going to keep going up. Make sure you've got some body armor. I had somebody in the comments the other day was talking about that you don't have time to put on body armor, and I'm paraphrasing, it's not an exact quote, but that you may not have time to put on body armor in a home invasion situation. And I'm like, well, maybe you don't, but most likely you will. Most likely you're going to, if you're following the four D's of home security, right? Detect, detour, detect, delay, defend. Right. So, and there's some variations to this, but basically if you've got, you know, some motion cameras out front of your house, they record automatically, lights turn on, and that can send an alert to your phone. I use the Ring cameras, and those work really well. I know anytime somebody comes on or around my property or my doors, I've got cameras at each entry point. And so, I mean, even like squirrels go by, I get alerted, you know. So doing that, and then having good high security locks on your house, so that it's a little harder for a thief to get in. They're not going to keep a thief out entirely. If they want to get in, they'll get in. It just makes them make a little bit more noise and makes them take a little bit longer, so that you have time to slip on that Express Body Armor t-shirt from nationalbodyarmor.com, discount code Reality Survival, save you 25%, and then grab your handgun to go down there and, you know, deal with the threat, if that's the way that you choose to do it. You know, I've talked about the right way to deal with the home invasions, and it might be, depending on your circumstance, to just stay in place, stay behind cover, call out to them, let them know that you're armed, and they're probably going to leave. But if you have children at other places in the house or whatever, and you need to go and move to the threat to make sure that they don't get to your children or whatever the case may be, then you want to do that and be the best prepared that you possibly can, and putting on some body armor and grabbing your firearm, you know, is probably the right call. And so if you've done these things correctly, most untrained criminals are going to make a bunch of noise. They're going to be scared as it is coming into somebody's house, because I don't care how many times they've done it. You going in there, there's always that question in the back of their mind, is somebody going to be home, and is somebody, you know, are they going to wake up? Unless your bedroom door just happens to be right by the door that they came in, it's very unlikely that they're going to, you know, come straight in, immediately bust through the door, and immediately come to your bedroom. That's just not very realistic. Has it happened in the past, anecdotally? Maybe. But that's not usually the case. The fact pattern on most burglaries is that they're looking for quick, high-value items that they can carry, you know, multiple things, and they're going to have to search around a little bit to find all that kind of stuff. So they're going to be rustling through, you know, making noise and all that kind of thing, and then you'll most likely have a chance to respond. That's the typical situation. Could there be variations from that? Obviously there could. But if you move to a rural area, use the 4Ds, you've got, you know, good insurance to cover yourself, and you're prepared, and you have a home defense weapon, some body armor, you know, and your cell phone and a weapon with a flashlight on it, you're setting yourself up to be in a way better position than somebody who is living in the city. Maybe they don't have any firearms, they don't have any sort of security on the, you know, cameras or high security locks or anything like that, and you haven't really thought about what the consequences of a shooting are and all that. Like, that person, if I just described you, you're the guy that these videos are meant for. Like, you really need to take steps to prepare yourself, to think, be a responsible citizen, and critically think about what are the things that happen if I have a home invasion? How does that whole thing work? All the way through, you know, past the point when the police leave and, you know, you've had to talk with them and, you know, how much of a statement should you give to them and all those kinds of things. Like, critically think about what happens if that happens to me. And then go through and try to do all the steps that you can ahead of time to mitigate that risk. Because the risk of something like this happening, a home invasion, a burglary, or, you know, just a break-in, somebody stealing your crap, however you want to categorize it, that's way, way more likely than, you know, us going into full-blown civil war or some foreign invasion or whatever, like the article talked about. In my opinion, you know, I think it's way more likely that more people are going to get victimized in a individual situation like that than, you know, an all-out craziness type thing. Maybe we're more likely than Russia to happen, to see those things happen. I don't necessarily know if that's the case or not. I think we're definitely trending in that direction. I still tend to think that we're probably, you know, 20 to 25 years off from that happening. I think there's a lot of buildup still left because there's most people are just now starting to get to where they're really, really having a hard time paying their bills. And it's surprising how miserable people have to be before they will stand up and demand their rights back. And I don't know that we're there yet in this country. I think that we have a ways to go before that happens, because even though it's tight, most people will pick up a second job, they'll get a side hustle. You know, they're going to stretch this out as long as they can, because rightfully, nobody wants to pick up guns and, you know, become violent, right? No normal, sane person wants to do that. And so how long does it take for an economy to just, you know, go down and down and down and down? And I think history has shown in a wealthy nation like ours, it doesn't usually happen overnight. Most commonly, it takes a couple of decades. It takes a while. And so if we're headed in that direction, which I'm not 100% certain that we are, but if we are, then it's probably going to take some time, in my opinion. Again, that's all this channel is my opinion, right? But anyway, guys, just throwing that out there. You gotta think about the 4 D's of home security, and you gotta incorporate that in wherever you're at. You know, even if you're in the city and you can't leave for whatever reason, I think you really should reevaluate whether or not can't is actually true. There might be some circumstances where some people are truly trapped, but I think most people, if they're willing to sacrifice and reorder their life a little bit, then they can figure out ways to do it. But wherever you're at, figure out how to incorporate those 4 D's, and you will give yourself more time so that if it does happen to you, if you do experience interpersonal violence, then you'll be better prepared for it. And if you're living in a more remote area, then if we do experience macro level violence, like the article suggests, then you will also be in a better position to deal with that as well. So anyway, guys, thanks for watching. Don't forget to live the 6 P's, proper prior preparation, prevents poor performance. And hey, don't forget to download our cell phone app, American Prepping Academy. It's free on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. It doesn't collect any personal information. We've got 15 very cool prepper channels on there, and it'll notify you inside of the app every time that they upload new videos. So check it out. All right. Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye.